I'm Duffy Dixon with Business Radio X, and joining me now is Kerry Armstrong. You have two titles. You are the chairman of the Atlanta Regional Commission, but you're also the Fulton County. You're all over Fulton County, basically. Well, and you have more titles than that. So you tell me your title when it comes to the building we're sitting in.
Well, actually, I have two roles with regard to that. I'm a managing director with Pope and Land Real Estate, and we're the developer of this park, including this building. So we're the landlord and the developer. So that was obviously an important piece of work for me over the last year or so. But also I have the opportunity to chair the North Fulton Community Improvement District, which was a major funding source for the transportation technology that's been installed in our district, which is what this is all about, the connected vehicle world. So I've got to play... get to sit at a lot of different tables in helping to make this come about.
So IATL, which is the building, one of the buildings that will be here, this is basically a huge, for people who haven't seen it, it's a huge business park, sort of what it looks like, but there'll be eventually a restaurant. Can people live here? Is this going to be like a work, play, and live area?
Absolutely. It'll be mixed use, 24 acres total. But we will have a 140-room boutique hotel that's under contract and will start late this year. 140-key apartment complex, which will begin construction in about 2 months. 18 stack flat condos, if people want to own a condo. Several restaurants and retail spaces. And then ultimately, when the park is built out, it'll have over 1 million square feet of office.
What is unique about this place, and it's already a lot of it is in place, is this technology. Tell me, for the average person, how would you describe this technology?
Well, we've tried to be two things. We've tried to be leading edge, but also future-proof. What we've learned is that technology advances so rapidly, and it's accelerating. So about the time you buy your new iPhone, you know it's going to be outdated in 2 years. What we're trying to do is anticipate those changes and be as future-proof as we can be. So for our entire park, one of our two tenants signed so far is FiberLight, which is one of the leading providers of dark fiber, high capacity, high security, high speed, high bandwidth fiber, and that is already in the ground out here. So any of our tenants or users that move to our location can go out and connect to the internet without having to put all that infrastructure in place. It's ready to go.
Wow, okay.
And that takes it straight to the what they call the POP in downtown Atlanta, and from there, the world. So it's an amazing amount of bandwidth for companies who locate here. And then the IATL, which is the Laboratory for Connected Vehicles, will bring people from all over the world, vehicle manufacturers, technology inventors and makers. They can come to this space and test their ideas on actual equipment and then actually go out and drive around the neighborhoods and find 125 intersections already enabled with that technology. So it's an actual real-life deployment for them to test their materials in.
And, you know, I learned from the city of Marietta, they've been using this technology, so that's in place there. So this sort of takes it from the incubation stage to the dream stage to the building stage to the testing. And a lot of times the testing is the big thing, right?
Well, this is actually the step beyond testing. What we've done is take a lot of the technology questions off the table. Rather than arguing about which type of radio used, we put both radios in every intersection. So the technology is there and it's proven, it's already tested, but what the technology world needs is an actual deployment. They don't want to just go somewhere and drive through five intersections and see if it works. They want to go out in real traffic with real obstructions and real trees and real weather and real hills and valleys,
right,
and test their equipment there. So this is an actual deployment of the technology rather than a test.
Very exciting. What part of it really surprises you? We listened to a lot of stuff today, but what really just made you go, wow?
Well, it's in the big picture, it's the constant acceleration of change. We kid ourselves that, you know, if somebody comes in and says, well, I just came back from the leading edge seminar on connected vehicle technology, if that was more than 30 days ago, you're behind because it's changing so fast. So the radio equipment, the technology we're putting in place is future-proof, it's growable, it's ready for 5G, it's ready for autonomy. And as all that stuff comes along, we'll already have the basics the basic hardware in all of the intersections ready to go.
Thank you so much for joining us, and good luck in the future.
Pleasure. Thanks for being here.